Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
All right, we're rolling, Claire.
Yeah,
here we
go.
Let's do this. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm hot. It's hot in here.
It is. Well, know what Nelly said? Anyway, welcome back to In Sickness and In Health, the podcast where we talk about all the nitty-gritty details in marriage and relationships, sort of, as we find out the non-negotiables, the things you absolutely wouldn't put up with in sickness and in health. Each week we'll discuss a topic, and on some occasions we'll be joined by a guest who can give us an insight into their deal breakers and things they couldn't put up with in a relationship. Don't forget that you can get stuck in by participating in polls and sending us messages at In Sickness and In Health Podcast. And you can also send us your voice notes and messages to isaih@spirit-studios.com. That is isaih at spirit-studios.com. Simple. If you do like this podcast as much as we do, and we love it, we can't get enough of it. I almost listened to it this week. Do leave us a little review. 5-star. That'd be great. Apparently it helps a lot. You'd be doing us a favour. You'd be doing me a solid.
There's a solid, will you?
And if you have given us a 5-star, and if you ever bump into me and we're in a pub or something, say, oh, I gave your podcast a 5-star review, I will get you a pint. Fact.
Speaking of pints.
Go on.
I need a little sip.
Yeah, I need a little sip.
Cheers, Jimmy.
Cheers, mate. Oh.
Boink. Oh,
One day, Claire, I'm going to work out the
I know,
best way
yeah.
to put
I was
this.
Just about to say I'm a bit sort of all over the place here.
All tied up with this microphone. They'll get rid of microphones soon. It'll all just be digital.
Right.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. How you been?
Mm.
Not good.
Not great.
Not good.
Very much in sickness this week. I'm still a bit bunged up.
Yeah.
I've not been well.
No, you've not.
I've pretty much been in bed all week.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I've not felt great, Claire.
No, you've not.
Don't feel great today, but I'm still... Look at me, I'm here.
I know. Yeah, Ray didn't feel well today, was he?
Where the fuck's Ray? That's what I want to know.
Huh? Big time producer, taking the day off.
Well, the truth is that we can do it without him.
Oh!
No, we'll find out if we can. Well, I mean, you generally will.
Can't do it without you, though, can we?
Can't do it without me. That's a fact. So, yeah, listen, I haven't got much to update you on
no,
this week.
No, because you have been in bed.
I have been in bed. So it's been ill. I've also been, you know, it's been a lazy week. Can't be bothered to make food and stuff like that. So I've been ordering my meals.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I was going to bring that up because you've been so ill. So, yeah. Oh, but you've still been managing to order kebabs and chippies.
That's the thing. I've not been put off my food or feel like I'm going to be physically sick.
Right.
It's just been a really...
You're just a bit bunged up.
Bunged up.
Who stays in bed all week just for being bunged up?
Massive headache. Like really, really awful headache.
Well, all that salty food
fatigue.
Won't help.
Fatigue.
Say it again.
Fatigue. but I've been ordering a lot of food. And so this happened to me this week.
Go on.
When you use your the food delivery apps, right?
Yeah. You're not going to name and shame the wine that you used?
No, because they've all got good and bad things. Right. You order something, there's no chips. The chips didn't come.
Oh.
You go, oh, fuck, they've forgotten my chips. So that's annoying.
That's really annoying.
Because you can't order it again or make them send it again.
No, because then your first thing is cold.
Exactly. It's pointless. And then you go into the app and you go, they've not brought me chips that I've paid for. And they go, right. They don't say this. This is the conversation I'm having in my head.
Yeah.
And the app goes, all right, just take us a picture of what's missing.
What? Yeah, I know.
And you end up taking a picture of an empty plate or something.
Yeah, I know. So stupid.
It proves nothing.
I know. The chips could just be at the side.
Take us a picture of what's missing.
Yeah.
What does that prove?
Just your empty hand.
Yeah. People do that. Like this. Yeah, exactly. Nothing. A picture with a piece of paper with no chips written on it.
So did that happen to you this week?
Yeah, that happened to me this week. That was annoying.
God, I'm surprised I didn't hear about that.
Irritated me. Yeah, well, I've not been well. Have I? I've been upstairs.
Yeah.
Pretty much in solitary confinement.
Just the way you like it.
Didn't want to give any. Didn't want to give anyone any.
No, me and the boys have just been hanging out.
I've been playing with the boys. I've been playing computer with the boys, but I've been playing
in a different room.
From a different room. Yeah. To them.
You said in your own little world, didn't you?
But yeah, apart from...
apart from any chips.
Apart from complaining that there wasn't any chips in,
you've been all right.
I've been all right this week. Yeah, I've been ill, which is me doing pretty much what I want to do with my life.
Yeah, sitting in bed.
Sitting in bed.
Watching... hold on, don't tell me. Deadliest Catch.
Yeah, I've been watching Deadliest Catch, yeah.
Yeah. It's such a man programme.
It's a dad programme,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is a dad programme. Because you went to me, because I went, what are you watching? I've got nothing to watch. And you were like, oh, I'm just watching some Deadliest Catch. And then I asked you again, like, the next day, and you were like, yeah, I'm still watching it. And I'm like, but surely it's just, I mean, you just need to watch one of them. It's the same hang hour and everything.
Yeah, pretty much. But they've made about 20-odd series of it. Yeah. I used to watch it years and years ago. I used to watch it religiously before I was with you.
Right.
And
makes sense. Before you were having sex.
But we've recently, and now I've gone back to not having sex again. So back with me and Deadliest Catch.
Wow, come on. 15 years I've put in. He's a wreck. Deadliest Catch can take over again for a little while.
We've recently just gotten the Discovery Plus app.
Yeah.
Which I didn't realise, but we've should have had it. We get it for free.
Yeah.
Because we're with Sky. Boring, but just letting you know. If you didn't realise, I've only just realised that. If you've got a Sky account, you get Discovery Plus free.
Yeah. And you're quite into it.
Yeah, it's just...
There's a lot of true crime on it.
Loads of documentaries, lots of true crime.
We used to watch a lot of Man v Food, and that's on there.
Yeah, that's on there. It's with a different guy.
Yeah.
But Adam Richman's got his own TV show as well that's just come out. Adam Eats Britain or something.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah. I'd like to meet him. He's someone I'd like to meet.
He annoyed you.
Yeah, what do you mean he annoyed me? No, he annoyed your mum. He didn't annoy me. I love Adam Richman.
He did annoy you.
Here we go. I'm here.
Yes, well, you always did, yeah. In fact, you used to do that every time we would get a takeaway.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Or sit down at a restaurant.
I'm here at Britain's biggest Nando's.
Yeah.
Gonna take on the Hot Wing Challenge.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
That's not a bad impression.
I can't remember it. It's been so long. I'll tell you the other thing we used to watch all the time, Pawn Stars. And let me just spell that. P-A-W-N.
Yeah.
Pawn Stars.
Now, they are awful.
They were
so terrible.
Annoying.
It'd be someone that would bring in, like, I don't know, the crown of thorns that Jesus wore. And you go... Yeah, no, I'm not sure. I'll give you $50 for it.
Yeah, they were so
stingy.
Listen,
and he'd be like, no, look, here's a picture of Jesus with the crown. here's a picture of him giving it to me. A little signed note saying this is authentic. Go, just don't know. I just don't know. I'll give you $50.
They were so stingy, weren't they?
And they go, all right then, yeah, $50.
In fact, me and James...
They go, yeah, I'll be able to get about $4 billion for this.
When we were in... when we were in the flat in our young, loved-up days, we used to watch Pawn Stars all the time. And a few years later, we went to LA. Well, we've got family in LA. We went to LA with my mum and my dad. Everybody was there. And my mum and dad were like, right, we'll keep the kids for a couple of days. Use drive to Vegas. And we were like, all right, great. Yeah. So we went to Vegas for like 2 days. First thing we did was drive to the pawn shop.
Yeah, what's it called? Golden something? Gold.
I don't know, because I've got a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I bought a t-shirt. Anyway.
But we went, we went to the store.
Yeah, yeah. None of them were there.
No, they're not. They're none of them there. But we did get a t-shirt. And to be fair, they do, I think they're merchandise. That's where
they make their money, yeah. Anyway, that was a boring start.
But we got a couple of those black polo shirts, anyway, the ones that the staff wear.
No, you got that.
Oh, yeah, you just got a t-shirt.
I just got a t-shirt to wear to bed.
No, I got
one. You got one to make it look as if you worked there, obviously.
Yeah.
Right, do you remember what our vow of change was last week?
Yes, I was asked to stop walking around the kitchen commentating on whatever I'm doing in song form.
Correct.
And I've not had a chance, but I have been doing things like... just to wind you up. So I'll be upstairs in the bedroom. And at one point, you even... this won't be funny to anyone else at all whatsoever. So I kept doing this thing where when I'd eventually leave the bedroom and I'd come downstairs to fill my water bottle up or something like that, I'd walk down the stairs and I'd go, oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
No, I think the words you said were, oh, Lord, take me.
Oh, Lord, take me now. And I would say those things really loud.
He came all the way down the stairs.
I'd walk past the living room.
All the way in the kitchen.
The living room door's shut, but I can hear you're watching something. I'd get into the kitchen, which there's also a door to the living room from our kitchen as well. And
people who watch the vlogs.
Still carrying on going, oh, dear. Oh, Lord, Lordy, Lordy. Sweet Mother Mary.
And then I
wait for you to turn... I do it because it's annoying, and I wait for you to turn your whatever you're watching on pause or something.
Yeah, this is...
Because you can't hear what you're watching.
Yeah.
So I wait for that, and then I started giggling. And then I just was, like, making a bottle of water, turned around, and you were there, and you were like, go on in.
Yeah,
what do you want? What do you want?
I said, I'm here.
I'm here. You've got my attention.
You want attention. What do you need? And then you just laugh because you're just so irritating. And that's the thing about you. You do need constant attention. Constant. And if you've not had any for a while, I'll hear you coming down the stairs.
That's all right. Yeah, I like, you know.
So, but
who wouldn't want attention from you, Claire?
Well, you have failed that miserably just on that story alone.
No, I wasn't singing.
It wasn't just about singing. It wasn't just about singing. It was just about
Stop making up. It says here in the card, stop making annoying songs up around the house.
Right, but it also was just about this whole little thing you've got
now,
where you need to be heard and seen.
You're moving the goalposts now, see, Claire. You're adding caveats.
You failed. Stop saying that word. I haven't said that word for a while. You say that all the time.
I think it's my favourite word.
Yeah. Mine was to stop plagiarising ideas.
Yeah.
Which I think was a bit unfair. I opened up, I told you a story. Yeah. You jumped on me.
Well, that was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
That's how this works, isn't it?
And I don't think you have this week. Although you did make a really great dinner last night by accident.
Wasn't by accident.
Well, not by accident, but it was just like, let's see what we can do here.
To be fair, I did plagiarise that.
Oh, you did you?
Just because I was watching, you know, when you're sitting scrolling through Instagram, as soon as I watched like one food video, I just got food, and then I was like, oh my God, I'm starving. What am I going to have for dinner?
I have been scrolling through Instagram this week.
Because you've been ill.
Yeah, in bed. My God.
You are, the funny thing about James is,
I've just been watching stonemasons for hours. James, with a block of stone and then they turn it into a ball. And I go, oh, brilliant.
James is genuinely new to Instagram.
I know.
You've just discovered how addictive and interesting Instagram can be.
I keep going, I've seen this. Have you seen this?
Yeah, you keep showing me stuff. And I'm like, James, I know, it's Instagram.
I'm like a sort of 52-year-old woman.
Yeah, he's just been signed
up. I've been buying stuff because of Instagram.
You have, yeah. You love a little.
That looks good. I'll get that.
Yeah. Is that where you got those bed sheets from?
No, I got those from Amazon.
Right. Okay, well, I think we maybe both failed on our vows.
No.
Which, to be fair, it wouldn't be right if we'd both done well.
I suppose not.
It wouldn't feel right.
I can't believe I failed my vow while being sick in bed the whole week.
Yeah. You're so irritating that even when you're... I mean, you say being sick. James, you were bunged up nose, man. Well, I say a little.
It was... I don't know. I don't want to say flu. But it was somewhere in between a cold and a flu. It was a virus.
Right.
There was an infection.
We don't need... You already came in the living room and announced that.
Yeah.
We don't need to hear that on the podcast.
Because if you're coughing up green...
Right. You see, what did I just say?
If it looks like something slime has...
Stop!
Then that is an infection.
We're moving on.
But I've been keeping on top of it. Plenty of Barocca.
Right.
This week for me.
Yeah.
Painkillers and...
This is so boring.
Benadryl.
Nobody cares. Not one person listening to this right now cares.
Do you still get Benadryl?
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
We've got a listener story. Guess what kind of story it is?
I'm hoping it's a train story.
Of course it is.
Good stuff. Who wants to read this, Claire?
It's a long
it's
one.
It's between me and you. Should we rock, paper, scissors for it?
Ready? One, two, three, go. One, two, three, go. For fuck's sake, one, two, three, go. Fucking hell. Yes, you read it.
Hi, James and Claire. I have a train story.
Why is he shouting?
Now, I don't get the train a lot as I drive. However, today I got the train as I was having a few Stellas after I finished work.
Nice!
I jump on the train to find the carriage completely empty, which I was buzzing about.
Beautiful.
Shoved my AirPods in. Careful.
AirPods?
No, he said AirPods.
I call them AirPods.
And Harrison and Jude
always make fun of me.
I think it's an age thing.
There we go. Right, so we know he's our age.
Yeah. Because I didn't even realise. I was like, yeah, AirPods. Shoved my AirPods in and pressed play on In Sickness and In Health Friday bonus podcast.
Ah, you fibber.
Legs stretched, man spreading, as we do. Brackets only because I was the only person in the carriage.
Yeah, so he's not. He's covering himself there.
Absolutely. I get to the next station to see that the platform is pretty empty. Now I start thinking, oh, great, this is not a busy one. I see someone entering the carriage. I'd say mid-50s. Floral blouse.
Oh.
Short back and sides. 3-litre coffee jug with love, life, laugh quoted on it. You know the sort.
I think he's setting us up for a Karen story here.
She boarded the carriage and decided to sit completely opposite me.
Oi.
Now, this was a local Midlands train, which has 3 seats opposite 3 seats with no table in between.
Yeah.
We know the ones. So now my legs are crushed and cramped up against the window on an empty train with Karen opposite me.
There she is.
I couldn't believe what was happening. The next move that Karen decided to play was breakfast. What? Which I can only explain... smelt like the devil with salmonella.
She got food up.
Then I decided to move seats.
Yep.
She shouted to me, "Oh, sorry, didn't realise that I offended you." I then replied, "The whole train is empty." She didn't reply. I just wanted to know how you would have dealt with the situation. What would you have moved or told her to? I would have moved. You did the exact right thing. You move. Fine. Bosh.
Also,
she didn't need to, you know.
Why? That's just somebody looking for a bit of
trouble. Well, it's antagonistic. It's antagonistic. Empty train. I'm going to sit right in front of you and I'm going to start eating a smelly meal.
Yeah, why?
Just to piss people off.
But also, right, if he's telling the truth that he was listening to our bonus episode, which is mainly made up of train stories.
I've got to be honest, I just added
hilarious.
That
hilarious. Did you actually?
No, I didn't.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, no, you're well within your rights to move there.
The only thing he could possibly have been thinking at that time is, got to tell James about this.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for telling me. No, totally with you. Annoying, pointless.
Yep.
Unnecessarily aggressive. Base or
coming. Live, laugh, love.
Yeah.
I mean, short back and sides. Listen, you know, you know.
The irony of it as well. Live, laugh, love. Whatever.
Yeah. Come see, come saw. Be kind. The amount of terrible messages I've got on Instagram, and you go into their profile and it's like, if you can be one thing in this world, be kind. I'm like, you just call me a slag, I'm an ego for no reason.
Get it all the time. You've done fuck all. Get your hair cut. You've done fuck all since the in-between. Go on their profile. It's men's mental health advocate.
Yeah.
Fuck off, mate.
Yeah. They're always the worst ones. God-fearing woman, mother of four.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I really got that in the message you sent me there, Hen.
Yeah, no, you were well within your rights to move. You dealt with the situation perfectly.
You did.
And do you know what you should do, right? And here's how you confuse and defuse a situation instantly. Just say sorry.
No,
no,
James,
you do. It confuses them.
I hate this about you.
It confuses them. Sometimes maybe, you know, maybe I might cut someone up.
Yeah.
In a car or something.
Yeah.
And I'm in the wrong. And you get someone's being aggressive or something like that. And then they go to overtake you and you see out the corner of your eye, the window comes down.
Yeah.
Sometimes I put the window down and I just go, sorry. Sorry about that.
No.
I made a mistake.
You are very...
We can either have an argument about it or we can get on with our lives.
Nah, let's have a fucking argument. Let's do it. Come on. Get it. I dare you.
But yeah, she was obviously after it.
She was after it. Yeah, why? Why?
Oh, sorry, I didn't know I was offending you. Freedom of speech, yeah.
Yeah. No, you did the right thing. Move away. Get on with your own life. Life's too short.
I find the whole freedom of speech thing so ironic.
Okay.
Because it is just, you can say whatever you want and then you're allowed to say whatever you want. And then someone goes, oh, don't know about that. And they go, well, freedom of speech. And you go, well, yeah, I know. I'm reciprocating. I'm doing the same thing you are. You're giving me your opinion. I'm giving it back.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it, do you? Well, freedom of speech. Yeah, I know. I know, I listened, I heard it.
It's the people with the big opinions that are the ones...
I've got some big controversial opinions.
No, you don't.
I don't give a fuck about anything. No, just train people. Annoying train people, that's my big thing.
I'll tell you one thing, that it is good, and you are, you know, you do always take the high road, if you will.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
In public.
All right, yeah. You're with you, I'm petty.
Yeah. But you do love that kill them with kindness thing.
Yeah, that's your thing. Yeah.
I couldn't even do that if I tried.
No, you do. Just go, oh, mate, what's up?
What happened to you?
What's wrong?
Well, come on, talk to me about it.
Limmy sketch that I love. Yeah. Where he's getting mugged.
Yeah.
And he's like, sure, take my phone, take my laptop. I'll get them replaced. But what I can give you is my time. What happened, mate? Tell me what happened. And he goes into this story.
Starts talking about how he never knew
his
dad.
And just as he gets to the end of his story, Limmy smacks him with a bag and walks off.
That's for the people who know about Limmy. No, thank you for that story. And yes, you did do the right thing.
Absolutely. We're all with you. And every person listening right now is with you too.
Yeah. Fact. And I hope you got off the train, got some Stellas.
I feel like we're starting a movement.
We are a train movement.
I love this community.
To be fair, it was a tough little train journey in for you today.
It was a little bit, yeah. There was some excited people on the train, weren't there? Excited young people.
Excited young men. Yeah. Very loud young men. Yeah. Doing the thing, which, no offence, because I see what they were doing. A lot of people do it, but it's this thing where they were going, oh, no, don't bother him, don't bother him. Yeah. Oh, God, you know, he's just trying to get on the train. I mean, loud as fuck, right? And so me and James are sitting there going, well, what do we do now? And I'm trying to, like, have a fake conversation with James so he looks as if he's busy. And then it's like, oh, I do love the in-betweeners, though. Oh, it was so good.
Couldn't see these people. No. They were on the train somewhere.
Yeah, they were so loud.
But that happens... It used to happen a lot when I used to go out drinking with the lads.
Right.
Again, pre-Claire days. What? I don't go out drinking with the lads anymore. I'm nearly 40.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not blaming you that I don't go drinking with the lads, by the way. That wasn't a, she doesn't let me anymore.
I
just want to stay in bed now. Thank you. But yeah, every night out, like at a club or a pub or something like that, there would be some annoying bloke who was usually a tough guy, someone I wouldn't want to anger. So I wouldn't say, mate, can you fuck off? You're getting on my nerves. It would be, I'd be with like a group of friends. He would completely monopolise all my time, just want to talk to me about the in-between.
And that's
fine. Like, come up, we'll have a 5-minute chat. Anyway, I end up spending an evening, and this happened so many times. I'd spend hours with this bloke, wouldn't leave me alone. Not the same bloke, by the way.
Different guys. Talking about.
And then it would be like, listen, if you get any, if there's any trouble, you let me know, all right? You let me know. It'd be like, if anyone's bothering you or anything like that, let me know. And then someone else would come up and go, oh, and he'd be like, hey, mate, leave him alone. Yeah,
he's just trying to have a night out.
He's just trying to have a night out, all
you're
right?
Just
leave him alone.
There
and I'm sitting there going, I wish you would fucking leave me alone. You're the one. You're the one that's bothering me.
Yeah. Yeah, that obviously was pre-Claire.
Yeah.
Because now I'm the one.
Now you're the one. People don't come up to me.
Listen, if MJ's hassling you, James.
People don't come up to me at all whatsoever.
She looks like a bitch. Right. Non-negotiables.
Yes, non-negotiables. So I suppose off the back of...
What were we talking about this week?
Off the back of last week's vow. It was basically, can you stop being so annoying, James?
Correct.
So we thought maybe this week we'd talk a bit about patience.
Oh, wow. I know a lot about that.
We did put up a poll.
Oh, yeah, we did.
On our Instagram, at In Sickness and In Health Podcast.
Yeah.
Give it a follow. Who do you think is more patient, James or Claire?
That was the poll.
That was the poll. Actually very close.
Okay.
Actually very close. James, 46%.
Mm.
Claire, 54%.
Yeah.
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 Surprisingly close.
Yeah.
Now, see, the thing is, right?
Surprisingly close.
Because I was thinking, when I saw those results, I was thinking, surely people think Claire is really patient having to part with me. But you do get pissed off a lot.
Right.
So maybe you're not so patient.
Ah, okay.
But in your defence...
I could get pissed off a lot.
I feel like we are the same level of patience, actually, even though it wouldn't look like it. But you've got more stuff to be patient
over. Correct. Yes.
So there's a level of patience where we both get to, but you then have to go even further.
Yes.
And maybe you've not got that much patience left.
Yeah.
I actually think we're very similar patient-wise. But your patience does get tested a lot. It's a law of averages thing.
Yeah, my patience gets tested.
It's like how they say, it's like when they go, oh, getting on a plane's safer than crossing the road. And you go, well, I'd do that like 20 times a day. I cross a road. If I got on 20 planes every day, I'd
be a bit
the chances
nervous.
Of me getting into a plane crash is going to, yeah. for want of a better word, skyrocket.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's a law of averages thing.
also...
I think we're both quite patient.
I don't think you are patient. I think, again, there's the James Buckley out in the world.
Yeah.
The public sees.
Yeah, and then there's the It's always a PR event.
Yeah. And then there's the James Buckley at home, which I feel has got quite little patience.
Well, because I'm comfortable with you. I do think I'm a mannered person. I think I've got polite manners.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm with you, you know, it's just me and you. Yeah. If you made like something that wasn't a good meal, me and the boys all join in.
Yeah.
Slag off. Go, yeah, this, yeah, tastes, yeah, this tastes rubbish.
Yeah. And did you just say mum?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
It tastes rubbish, mum.
I do
that. Oh, boom!
No, but I do that. Do, like, I don't know.
Yeah, you do. You love,
like,
to do that.
I like, literally, sometimes I physically move me and the boys on one side of the room and you on the other. And I go, yeah, mum's rubbish. Stuff like that.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
And you take it very well.
Because I got a lot of fucking patience.
But say if we were in a restaurant and I had a shit meal.
You've got more patience.
That's
than
lovely.
Me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you ever so much.
Yeah.
I think it's just manners, just a manners thing.
I don't think that's
with
matters.
You. I don't need to, you know. I've already, you know, conquered.
Okay, that was a nice way of putting it.
I've already conquered that.
Right. Okay. Well, let me ask you.
Don't have
you.
To pretend to be better than what I am with you anymore.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you really got me, didn't you?
Everyone does.
You really got
that's
me.
That's the beginning of every relationship.
I know. You thought I was like quite sweet.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm the fucking... Okay.
But yeah, 46% me, 54% Claire.
Yeah, so I do have more patience, and I think that's right. I think I have to have more patience. James, you don't live with you.
I do.
Yeah, but not in the same...
I'm with me all the time.
I know, but you like you.
I really do not. Fuck me. Cannot stand myself.
Oh, well, okay, so we're starting to agree on stuff.
That's the end of part one, but part two is already available right now. So go listen to that as well. Why not? Don't you just listen.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.